totally unacceptable from the very outset to enter into a contract, an environmental contract, in early 2023, and to be told in an email that your balance and payment won't be processed, or there'll be nothing clarified on it until early 25, that your payment for 24 can't be processed until this payment, balance and payment for 2023 is rectified. And this goes back to the whole point I have made over the last number of years, is that the whole scheme wasn't fit for purpose. I was told at the Ploughing Championship by department officials in 2022 that they would be only able to cater for 30,000. And it seems like that. Now, I know there's other people out there, and I wonder, I don't know how many there is, because they said these contracts can't be dealt with. As you said there, I forwarded John the email, and, you know, it's shocking to think there's no other person or worker in society across the, you know, that had entered into a contract with a department or with anybody to think and do the job and wait for over 2 years and still know, like, early 2025 is a very broad statement. You don't know when the payment. There's no certainty there.
Kevin, you mentioned that delay, and we all know this time of year is a crucial time for farmers, and we're heading into a period where, you know, the housing of livestock is a key issue, and this is a further, I suppose, blow to... I'm sure there's many other farmers listening out there that probably are in a very similar position.
Of course there is, yes. Now, I know there is payments flowing, and rightly so, and even at a meeting last night, it was saying, look, it's because of the election and the voting today and everything. But realistically, the payments always come this time of the year. I know last year there was a bit of a hiccup, all right. And indeed, there is still payments to come. You have the SCEP, the beef welfare, the sheep welfare scheme. There's plenty of payments yet to come. But they are rolling out. There's a lot of men out there happy, indeed, with the environmental scheme. They got their payment on that, and that's fine. But for those, and it does say contracts, you know, in the email, in the response. So, like, I'm sure that Kevin Comiskey isn't the only one individualised out that there's a problem with his. There's bound to be a lot more in the CP areas.